The instruction in the missal, numbered 36 for this Holy Mass, reads, "After the Gospel, the homily, even if brief, is not to be omitted." The Church thinks of everything. Yes. The one who wrote that rubric is not here this night tonight. We began the Holy Mass in darkness. That's why we are required to start it at a later hour. And the darkness outside and the darkness inside, it symbolizes the state of humanity without Christ, which likens living in darkness, which likens being unable to find our way, which is without hope, which is devoid of love. The fire was lit and blessed, and from it the candle was lit and blessed. A plea was made that the light of Christ rising in glory will dispel the darkness of our hearts and of our minds, that nothing gets in the way from the light of Christ to be resplendent for us to recognize and receive. And from that light of Christ, the Christ candle itself, or the Paschal candle, all of us, every one of us, received that light. And it was, as it was dispersed to hundreds, the one did not diminish. The church that had been darkened, now ablaze with the light of Christ, and the faithful sharing it. It's God's light, which God gives to his church so that we may shine brightly, so to scatter the darkness of the world. My dear friends, our task is clear. Our task as intentional disciples of Jesus is to proclaim that he is not dead. He is very much alive. And he is Lord, he is Savior, he is Messiah of us all. Ours must be an especially confident proclamation. We are to announce this truth in everything that we say and in everything that we do, and to do it wherever we are, exactly where we are, in our work, in our home, in our streets, with others and alone, during our leisure, through social media. Knowing the light ourselves, we rightly seek to help others out of their darkness, where? Into God's wondrous light. When we have received it, it becomes quite easy to want to share it. And when we share it, the one light who is Christ, he doesn't lessen or diminish as it's dispersed to others whom we meet, and how we speak, and in how we act. Tonight we announce anew that we are no longer slaves to fear. We live in the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Tonight we welcome friends into the light too. Tiffany and Denise, who soon will be baptized, and several others who will be fully and completely received into the church, confirmed by receiving the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, the same Spirit, brothers and sisters, who raised Jesus from the dead, says to you, "How wonderful it is for me to give myself to you." Friends, one and all, we are no longer slaves to fear, for we live in the hope of the resurrection of Christ Jesus, the Lord.